Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to The Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor, cookbook author, and supporter for nutritional medicine. The Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutrition, and healthy living taken from my main podcast called The Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my recipes, books, and free newsletter at thedoctorskitchen.com. The title of the book, the subtitle is The Secret Organ. And this whole concept of fat being an organ, I think, is relatively new. Lisbeth, can you describe about what we mean by fat being an organ?
Yeah, I think it's important that people indeed realize that it's an active hormone-producing organ. More than hundreds of hormones are being produced in the fat, but also all kinds of substances which are important, for example, the immune system. And there's a great communication between the fat mass, communication between the brain, between other organs, also the intestines. And to realize that it's an organ, you can easier also understand that when you have too much fat, that's a disease, that the whole communication between the organ fat and the brain, for example, is disturbed. And it's crucial. This communication is so important because so too much fat is basically making you sick, like also a heart or liver can be sick, but also your fat can be sick. And it's also now in Europe, it's being called a chronic relapsing disease. And that's important because once your fat is sick, the body becomes sort of reprogrammed that if you have a high weight, that the body wants always to go up to the higher weight again. And therefore, the combating obesity is so hard. And at the same time, it's also called a gateway disease because 230 complications have been described from obesity. And the most known, of course, are type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, but also 13 forms of cancer, for example, are obesity-related. Depression, because also these inflammatory factors can also signal to the brain, and also these hormones, they give also brain disturbances, mood disorders. Infertility can exist, joint complaints, but also more severe course of infections, for example, like we see nowadays with COVID-19. So those are the most known complications, but there are so many more. So it's both a gateway disease to other diseases, but when you have too much fat itself, it changes within the communication between fat and brain and other organs. So that's really important to realize.
And in the book, you also talk about how some people have too little fat as well. There's a curious, throughout the whole book, you've got examples and patient stories, I think, which are really helpful to contextualize everything. So can you go through some of the descriptions of how people actually suffer from conditions where they have too little fat? Because I think most people are aware of why too much fat is a bad thing. But perhaps the other side of things is lesser known.
Well, we do describe in the book It is very rare, though, that you have a certain condition in which you don't have any subcutaneous fat. And that can also be very unhealthy because, as Liesbeth mentioned in the beginning, our fat produces hundreds of hormones, and one of them is leptin. And when you don't have any subcutaneous fat, your leptin levels are really low. And leptin is a crucial hormone in, well, for all kinds of processes in the body, and that makes it can make it very dangerous. And also, when you don't have any subcutaneous fat, where do you have to store your fat? This will be stored in other organs like the liver, like the heart, and these organs start to malfunction. So therefore, you do need you do need your body fat. But what is much more known is, of course, the disease anorexia nervosa, where people have a very little body fat, or people who have little body fat for other reasons. And well, that can also be unhealthy because of this hormone leptin, because leptin is produced, well, when you have a lot of body fat, a lot of leptin is produced, and when you have little body fat, only little leptin is produced. And when the amount of leptin is low, this has several consequences because in women, a certain amount of leptin is needed for women to keep menstruating. So this happens via a connection of leptin to the fertility center in the brain. So then women stop menstruating, and it has been studied that women need about 17% of body fat to keep menstruating. And it is also very important, leptin, for the function of our immune cells. So too little fat can also result in various serious infections and also more fragile bones. So this, I think, well, really illustrates the importance of our body fat. You cannot go without it.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutrition, medicine, and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. So do go check it out. And my latest cookbook is 3-2-1. Three portions of fruit and veg per person, two servings per recipe, and all using one pan. Find me on social media at doctors_kitchen and sign up for recipes every week at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.